Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. In today's episode, we have the pleasure of hosting Darens, a student hailing from the land of France, currently pursuing a dual degree in political science and teaching French at Leuphana's Language Center. Darens brings her unique perspective to the academic realm in Germany.
Hi, my name is Darens. I'm 19 years old. I'm from France, from Nantes, officially. It's on the west coast of France, and yes, I'm here in Germany since maybe like almost 3 months now.
And I'm wow! So it's just your beginning.
Yeah, it's only my beginning. Like I'm in my second year of bachelor.
And you're only 19. Wow!
Yeah, I know. For most of the German people here, it's really weird because most of them are older than me because they made a gap year or something else, an internship. So like I'm feeling really young here, but it's also really interesting to share my ideas with like older people than me. And I think I'm learning a lot since I'm in Germany. So yes, I'm studying political sciences here in a double degree with friends, so Fontainebleau and the Leuphana. And yeah, that's pretty much.
Okay, let's start from talking a little bit about your study program because it's quite a unique one. You're doing it at the same time in both countries, if I understand correctly. Yeah, can you tell us something more about it?
Yeah, it's like a really like strange program. It's not all of the students that are making that. So basically, at first, I spent 1 year in France, in Fontainebleau. Then I'm coming here in Germany to study 1 year. And then I'm coming back again in France to do my third year. And it's not an Erasmus because at the end of my 3 years of bachelor, I will have like the equivalent of 2 bachelor. So it's like a double degree and I work in political sciences.
So you will have 2 bachelor degrees from political science.
Yeah, it's that like one in German and one in French, like half of it.
And nothing is in English.
Yes, like most of my classes are in English here. Actually, I have half of my classes in English, half of them in German. And when I'm in France, I have some of my classes in English also.
Wow, so you need to speak fluently 3 languages. What drew you to it?
It was a long process for me to decide, do I want to spend 1 year in Germany because it's a lot? It's also a new thing, new experience, spending time alone with myself, like not with my family, no people knowing here. So I decided to come because it was a big opportunity and I felt that 6 months is not enough to like know the country, learn the language. And I feel like if you spend only 6 months, you just have the time to make friends and then you leave them. You just start a new life and you don't have the time to continue it. And I think like 1 year is like a long process to like get to know more people, get to know more the culture and like install yourself in the country and in the city.
So you're going to be staying here for a year.
Yes, exactly.
What inspired you to choose Germany for your studies?
I had the choice between Italy, Rome, and Lüneburg, Germany.
I am actually going to Italy, to Rome.
Oh, nice.
To study, yes.
In Rome?
Interesting, yes.
Yes, I wanted to go also, but I felt because I've learned German at school and I only learned Italian from like 1 year. So I was like, okay, do I need to more improve my German or my Italian? And I felt like German is like more important for me right now because I've learned it for 8 years and I was like, I don't really know how to speak German.
And maybe in the field of political science,
it's also very important.
Yes.
So I was, okay, maybe German is like now the path I need to choose.
Okay. And how does the student life in Germany compare to what you were used to back in France? Any culture shocks or surprises?
At first, it was like, I thought it was going to be like in France because it's like we are close countries and I was, maybe it's the same system, everything is the same. But as an Erasmus first, I think it's like very important to go to parties, make new friends. So I party more here than in France.
Really?
Because I met so much people, and every time they say, oh, we can hang out, we can visit the country. And it's a very big opportunity for me to like visit, for example, the Netherlands. I went to see a friend. Since I'm here, I'm going to Hamburg, to Berlin. Like, it's a very big opportunity to travel first. And then the culture shock was more about like studying here. For example, the classes are really different. Like when I went to the first class, and they told me, okay, you have to read like texts for the classes, study them, like make analyses, and then you will have to talk about them in class. I was like, how am I going to do that for every class? Like almost sometimes 50 pages for like each class. It's a lot of work, and it's not at all the same like system as in France. I feel here that the students have to learn on them by themselves and have to work alone. And then like they are making the class by talking with other students. And if you didn't work at home, you are kind of lost during the class. And it's another way to learn. At the same time, it demands a lot of work, but in another way, you are learning more because you like integrate the things you are studying. Because it's not a teacher who is telling you everything, so you have to think by yourself and like understand the theory or understand that by yourself. And then you can ask questions to the teacher, but you like learn more, I think, by studying the text on your own. So it's really cool. Like the system is really nice.
So you would say that it requires of you more independence?
Yeah, I think it's like a lot of independence, like as students here. And of course, there are deadlines for work. So you have to like sometimes also push yourself to work because you're not motivated. You want to party. You want to manage at the same time, like hang out with friends, parties, work, of course, sleeping, because sleeping is really important.
Oh, it is, definitely.
And yeah, I think mean, sometimes like a lot to manage.
How are you finding this balance between managing to have social life, somehow get prepared to all those studies, and on top of that, something that I know from talking to you, also working.
Yeah, working is also a big part because, as you know, like I'm working at the Sprachzentrum at the Leuphana, so I'm like, I have a contract of 20 hours per month, so 5 hours per week. And it's not that much work, but still it's like work during the week. So you have to be there. You have to prepare sometimes stuff for the Sprachcafé. So I'm animated the Sprachcafé in French. So like, if I can resume that, it's making people talk in French in an easier conversation. So sometimes drinking tea or coffee. And
wow, sounds like a perfect job. Oh my, I would be so good.
And
tea, drinking coffee, eating cakes, maybe not necessarily I would be good at speaking French. That would be the most difficult part for me, but I could pretend.
No, like it's really cool. And also like it's nice to see people coming and sometimes they think, oh, I'm not like enough. I don't know how to speak French, but like it's really cool. Like come as you are and like we're just going to learn how to talk. It's like very decontracted. There is no pressure. There is no exams. It's just here like around coffee and like have a conversation in French. Just if you have a question, I'm here. I can like reply to you.
Oh, so are you part of this like Sprachcafé?
SLZ.
Yeah, so SLZ is basically language center.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So you can learn like many languages there, like Italian, German, of course, English. Then we have Russian, also Spanish. So like it's really cool. And we are a student team. So we just get along with each other and we organize ourselves. And it's like the perfect job as students. It's not too much, but at the same time, you are getting paid. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that sounds really cool indeed. And also you can get to know more people, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like a really, really nice job. And how did you find it?
It was a kind of luck because last year when I was in France, some German girls, they were animated dads. In France, and they were getting paid by the Leuphana to be there in France. I don't know to say that, but yes, they were here to like animate the German Sprachcafé in France. And they told me, oh, they are looking for someone at the Leuphana to do that in French. And they say, oh, you can just apply, send your resume and everything, motivation letter. And I did that. I passed an interview with the two people in charge there. And then they say, oh, really interesting. We want you. And I went there. And then they say, oh, we have another job to offer you, like apart from the Sprachcafé, like working at the SLZ. And they said, oh, if you're interested, pass another interview. Then I passed a second interview.
Aww.
And they said, okay, you are there. And then it was so difficult after that with the contract and everything. Because working in Germany, I was like, it's going to be simple. I will just have to fill contracts. But actually, it wasn't. When I arrived here, I had to sign contracts and you cannot do like signatures online. It doesn't work here.
Yes, there's the digitalization in Germany is a little bit complicated, Tommy.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I have to like go by myself, like print the paper to like sign everything. And then they asked me, oh, we don't have that for you. We don't have your Steuer ID. So it's, I don't know.
I know Steuer ID is like... it's like a tax number. Yes. Number. And you go to the job center, apply for it. I also did not know I need one.
I didn't know that. And I was like, how am I going to get that? How? Because I'm new here. I don't even like have the registration for the town.
Mm-hmm. I think that you actually not, you can get it automatically when you register. I think so. Like the so-called Abmeldung. Yes. Yeah, the registration in the city hall. Yeah, I think so.
I got it from here, but I had two ways. It was really complicated. I had, you know, like many papers to give. And then when I was asking question, like people sent tell me like, oh, you have to go to that building, see that person at that time. Because like, you know, there are like schedules, like open hours for the students, but sometimes they're not available at the time you want to go or you have
classes. That's
true.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, I'm going to come back next week. And then next week you go there and they told you, oh, no, I'm not the person in charge. You have to send an email or go to that person. It's like, I'm not...
Sounds so familiar. Sounds so familiar.
And it's really complicated because, like, sometimes they don't speak English and you don't really speak German. And
yeah, awful. I know. I can relate, and many other international students for sure as well. So you are teaching French.
Yeah.
But you're also learning German, right?
Yes, exactly.
So how does it look for you? This language learning experience in Germany?
Like teaching French is like kind of the easy part because I'm speaking French, it's my mother tongue, so it's natural for me. But like learning German is like the hardest part. There are intensive courses of German the first months before the semester. So like most of the foreign people can like start, for example, in September, like I did, to like learn German during 1 month and like have classes. Like depending on their level, so A2, B1, B2, like depending on that. And it's really nice to start learning German. Then you can also do the Sprachtandem. So you're like with another person who wants to learn your mother tongue and you are just talking during 1 hour and a half, I think something like that, 45 minutes. And you will just like talk with the person and like improve your language that way. Or there is another way again. It's like you have classes of German, also depending on the level, and you can subscribe at the same time as the classes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is more effective for you?
I think it's like talking to people. Mm. It's like so natural. You have to find the right people who will understand like the fact that you are learning German and that sometimes you are really slow to construct your sentences and you are making mistakes. So they have to be really kind with you. But I think it's the easiest part to learn German. Or otherwise, I have like in my WG, so Wohngemeinschaft.
Wohngemeinschaft. So shared apartment. Yes. Yeah.
And I have like two German girls and I'm trying to speak German with them instead of English so that I can improve my
That's German. A good idea, yes. Okay. Have you maybe participated in any interesting student events or clubs that made your university experience even more exciting? Because you were mentioning that you were trying to find some time for partying during your study process.
I felt like I'm partying maybe 3 times a week sometimes. And it can be too much when you have a lot of works, but like there is the easy community like association here, like which organize a lot of events. to meet international people, which helps a lot. So for example, they were like soon the Halloween party, which was really cool to like meet all the other international people. Then I had the chance to meet all of the international people in September, and we became friends because at first there were like not a lot of like students here at the Leuphanaer because the classes didn't start. So we hang out together in the clubs, and we had like picnics or games in front of the Mensa.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Yeah, and it was like really nice, and we kind of create a kind of community. And then now we hang out with each other, like for example, to Hamburg or in the city at night.
Ah, that sounds cool. You easily somehow find your new group of friends here. Oh, maybe there was a moment when you actually introduced a French tradition or culture aspect to your friends in Germany.
Yes, the first thing I did, it was like, I remembered the first event organized by the association here was with all of the international bring some food from your country.
I remembered that.
Yeah.
I was there just to eat and left.
Same for me. I was, okay, I'm going to eat everything and try whatever I can. And I made crepes. And actually, everyone loves crepes.
When I went there was none of them. So probably I came too late.
Because I think like everyone eat them because it's so good. Like it's one of the best thing on earth, actually. And yes, I introduced that and now everyone wants to try them. So,
oh my, can you invite me to your yes, so I can try some when you're gonna be cooking some?
Come whenever
you know.
Yeah, it's okay. One of the French tradition. I love to make crepes, and now my parents, they brought me my waffle machine.
So oh my
I'm
god!
I'm also gonna
seriously?
Do that. Yes,
wow!
Crepes party.
Wow. Okay. Good that they have your phone number. any other maybe traditions that only in terms of food that you were trying to share with your international friends here in Germany?
There were so many interaction with like French thing, like some French music sometimes like make people listening to French music. And here in Germany, they love techno. They love so much techno.
They do.
It's not really my thing, but I think if you want to come to Germany, you have to listen to techno before.
That's interesting. I was not a fan of techno. I think I still not really am. Mm-hmm. However, you somehow, when you go to those parties, to some raves, you know, it's impossible to not be acquainted with this culture of, you know, raving and listening to techno when you're a student in Germany. It's like such a huge part of, I think, student life.
Yes,
in Germany.
Culture aspect here.
Yeah, like there is no week without a rave, you know, like a week without a rave is wasted.
Like you just want like to listen to your type of music, and here they're only listening to techno, and you are going with students, and I think you need to be really drunk to love this kind of music, but it's not really my thing. So here, like I have an advice to people like who wants to come to Germany, please. I will listen to techno or try to like familiarize yourself with that kind of music. And so, yes, what I wanted to say is that there are a lot of French songs that are turned into techno things.
Oh.
So when I was in a club in Berlin, like they passed a French song in techno and I was like, okay, I'm proud of my country now. But at the same time, it's really not my type of music.
I think I actually listened to one. There is this album that I absolutely love. I think the name of the artist is La Femme.
Yes.
And they have this one album called Berlin Techno, actually. And the songs are in French, actually. So I'm just wondering, what's the connection? But
I have no idea. Just like German people, they love like techno. So they maybe find every music they can.
But I feel like French music is actually popular here in Germany. Yeah. There's one other French band that actually a lot of my German friends are listening to. But there is no way I will be able to pronounce the names and tell you.
Try.
I can't. I just mentally am not able.
And also I talked to like a lot of German people and most of them told me like they are not listening to German music because they don't like it.
That's a very interesting topic that you're actually starting. I feel like there's probably much more than two, but let me generalize it to two. There's this group of Germans that actually listen to this German music. And like when you go to like, let's say, non-rave German parties, they will be listening to those songs. They will be singing all the lyrics along. There's this another group of Germans that mainly would just go to like raves to somewhere in the basement or a hidden location, and they will never ever sing those songs that loud, and they like act like they're ashamed when you like hear them, you know. But some other students are like proud and like, you know, so they're like, I can't even say any like German titles of those songs because I'm not myself fan of those songs. So. But I think it's really interesting that some of them like absolutely adore them and love them, while there's this big community of people that don't want to claim they're German, you know?
Yeah, it's really interesting to see that, like those two type of like group during a party, because it's also very, like you can see that on the dance floor, for example.
Yes, for example, there's sometimes like, you know, two floors, you know, or two rooms, like one room only for techno music.
Everyone used to do that here in Germany. Yeah, I was also surprised. Like there is a pop part and like most of like a techno part, and you have to choose between the two of them because like it's not at all the same type of people who are dancing. Like most of the techno people, they are just like moving their like head. I don't know, from like you. People cannot see this, but and like the other pop part is more of like dancing, but still I think German people are really not dancing people.
It's a very, very specific type of dance.
Yeah.
Just, you know, raving. It's like, yeah, it's a complicated long story, I think, that is it. Actually, some of my friends told me sometimes about it, that maybe it's a little bit related to like social structures in Germany, that there can be very hierarchical. And so when you go to like this typical pop party, people usually dance and hang out in groups. And like, it's not really about breaking those groups and meeting people from other groups, you know? While when you go to a rave, you dance by yourself. You don't need to care. Yes, you don't need to care about those social structures. That's why it became so popular here, because it was not about asking your friends out, but mainly about
enjoying and enjoying yourself. Yes, I think it's like such a German thing, like talking about individualism here. Because when I arrived here in Germany, I saw people like at the Leuphana, all of the students, some of their like were without shoes at the university, at the
or at the Mensa. My first day.
Wow. Like in French, it will never happen. It's like, just like they don't care about anything about, like, so there is no social pressure on them. And I feel that it's also really, really cool for like us, because you can feel integrated by, I know you can be yourself and no one will care. You can do whatever you want, like dress how you want and no one will care about it. So I think it's also really nice about Germany.
Yes, I think it's really nice. That they don't really care about those maybe social pressure. Maybe sometimes it goes to an extreme. One of my teachers was telling a story when she went to a German supermarket, and she told the cashier, am I saying correctly, that she loves her scarf, and she looked at her like she would want to spit on her, you know?
What?
Yes, like it's, and her boyfriend that is German told her, no, you cannot do that here. You do not say to random strangers that you like some accessories of their clothing, of their outfit. And she said that she was thinking about it a lot. Why is that? And why it's seen maybe a little bit in a negative way? Because if you comment on someone's physical appearance, it might mean you are observing.
Yes, you are looking
You're judging them. You are judging them. Yes, exactly. And it's kind of seen as, you know, like, what's your own business? Okay. Like, why would you care what color is my scarf? You know,
like, and I feel like it's like nice to tell the people, oh, I love like your smell. I love your dress. And for me, it's like completely natural to say that to someone in the street, for example.
Yes. And like, for example, when I was studying in England, I remember it's like natural, you know, conversation starter. You start some, I love your earrings. Oh, I love your, and here, no, not necessarily. Maybe, yeah, it depends probably.
Maybe on your friends, or it's easier, but.
Yeah, maybe with your friends.
Because, like, my flatmates, for example, we can say that, and they're like just saying, oh, I love like how you dress today. You're really pretty. And it's really cool because, you know, it's always nice to have like compliments from other people. But when I'm in the street, for example, like people, when I'm smiling at them or saying hi, that they are just like close and not smiling, and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna say anything now. I'm just gonna go my way.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I sometimes when I'm in a good mood, only in a good mood, because when I'm low energy, then not necessarily. When I walk the streets, I'm just like smiling to people.
Yeah,
especially at campus, you know, there's a lot of beautiful young people. So I'm just walking around and smiling to everyone. And you know, when I start, and I remember when I was smiling to some people and they were looking at me like there's something wrong with me. So it made me stop doing that. And I'm not doing that anymore, just smiling to some random people. However, recently, I feel like it changed. I feel like people are smiling to me and I started smiling back again, you know.
I think some
things are changing. Yeah, it's interesting, this those culture differences. Like I'm trying to find the balance still after 2 years of being here, of when it's appropriate to be, you know, extroverted and when I am crossing some boundaries. Yes. Do you have maybe some memorable weekend trips or explorations you've had since moving to Germany that you would like to share with us?
Yes, like actually with all of the international people, we went to a Berlin trip during one weekend. It was kind of the integration weekend. It was really nice because, like, you know, it's like integration. Mm-hmm. You're just in the mood to like get to know people, visit the city, go to party. And like we went to Berlin. I was really excited to go there because there are a lot of history. Like stuff there, like with the wall, with the buildings, like the ward and everything. So when I was there, I was, okay, it's going to be so nice. I'm going to learn so much things. And actually, I was kind of shocked because I didn't like the city.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't my thing. Everything, maybe it was because of the weather, or I don't know, but it was kind of really dark and really oppressing. Like there were many buildings, like many types of buildings, like old, new, and a mix of like so much things that you are kind of lost between everything and what's dark. And I don't know, it's not really my atmosphere. Like I didn't really like Berlin particularly, but because it was my friends, we hang out to party, it was nice. But I think if I'm going alone, it's not going to be the same thing.
I think Berlin is a very aesthetically, but not only aesthetically, specific city.
Yeah.
It's like very concrete vibe. You know, a funny fact, actually, I am on this Reddit group called Ask a German, where people that come from other countries are considering studying or living or working in Germany, and they ask some questions. And recently I was checking the most popular ones. And one of them, I think the one that had the biggest amount of upvotes was why Berlin is so ugly.
Yeah.
It had like thousands of likes and shares.
It's really awful. Like, I don't know how people can like this city compared to Hamburg, for example. Hamburg is really pretty.
Like Hamburg is like this. Yeah, Hamburg is like neat.
Yeah,
neat,
it's like aesthetic. Younger. I don't know. There is a lot of energy, a lot of moves. There is kind of this thing with like, there is a unity in the city. I feel that, I don't know, like it was built, like it's also a mix of new and old buildings, but the mix works.
Oh, yeah.
Drivers for the city, I don't know, it makes you feel more lively and
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the mix of the nature and the city is also really nice
there. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with you that Hamburg is from like this maybe touristy point of view prettier. However, I do kind of like Berlin for its like, let's say, yeah, this like cold gray vibe. I actually like it. And there is one street that is called Warsaw Street, and there's like Warsaw's Bridge. And this one is like the grayest part of the city with like lots of like graffiti. And I think it has a vibe, you know?
It has.
Like maybe not as a tourist, but like if I would be someone living there. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it's absolutely over-romanticizing the city, but there is something interesting to it.
Yeah, and also, like, the Museum Island is really beautiful. I think going there is, like, kind of escaping from the city, like, breathe again.
Hmm.
You're just on your own in the gardens, like, walking through the museums being, and with the light, the sunset. It's really beautiful. It's kind of, like, yes, breathing for the city. But otherwise, no. I'm really not, like, the kind of person who, like, likes like dark thing, so
okay, I understand. Yeah, the best recommendation would be to go to Hamburg and Berlin and see for yourself which one suits you more. But it always will be different perspective if you go there to party, different if you go there to just to explore.
Or with your friends or alone.
Yes, and also very different if you will be living and working there. Yes. Okay, coming to my last question. As a French student in Germany, you've had a very unique perspective. So maybe you could give a piece of advice to someone considering studying in Germany. And what would it be?
When you come here, be open-minded first, because everything's going to change probably. All of the cliche you will have about German people will change. I think if you want to travel, be open-minded. It's like the basics thing. Like, for example, I thought maybe at first that German people eat a lot of meat. This is the cliche about Germany. And
that's
actually
true. That's true. That is, yeah. That
and
is
actually,
the first.
I went here in Lüneburg. And
in Lüneburg, not.
Is in Lüneburg. I think it's also a special part of Germany when I talk to German people.
You will be judged if you eat something with meat next to a typical German student.
And here, like, when I told them, like, when you are going to a party and, like, you have to bring food, like, it's written, there is a paper next to the meal, it's vegetarian, it's vegan, you are going to the store, everything is like vegetarian or vegan. And I'm like, wow, like here, if you're eating meat, you are kind of the minority of the society. So
yes,
it's also
yes, that's very interesting.
Weird.
And you know, actually for all the ASTA societies, because I'm part of IS society, when you are buying food, there is like this official law that you can buy only bio products, only organic ones, and you cannot buy anything that contains meat. Otherwise, they will not return you money. Yeah. And you cannot, also if you will buy for plastic cups or something like that, also it will be not returned to you. It's very interesting, this sustainable approach. But I actually like it about Lüneburg, that it's so sustainably oriented.
And also like the beans, for example, like you have to like separate all of the things, like the organic food, the plastic, the paper.
So it's not actually that common in France?
No, it's common. But like here, I think there is like one more bean, for example, than in France. And like also the recycling of the bottles here, because you are getting paid. Like you have 25 cents. Big solidarity between German people. And I think it's like really nice to see how the society organized itself to like help everyone.
I agree with you. And also, thanks to that, I think that the streets are cleaner.
Yeah, also.
Sometimes when I was in Poland, and we don't have that yet, because it's going to be introduced soon, returning bottles for money. The bottles lay on the sidewalks, on the streets, sometimes even, you know, in the bushes. So, and in Germany, it doesn't really happen because people go and collect it for money. They have a motivation to actually go and clean it, which is actually amazing.
For everything, for the environment, it's the streets are not dirty and it's helping people. So everyone is happy.
Yes, that's true. Okay, anything else you would like to add?
Germany is like really cool, I think, for students, like when, especially the Leuphana, because there is kind of this bubble here when you are a student.
Is a bubble, that's
true. It's a really small city, it's really comfortable. You can go to the university, go to the library to study, and after that you can just go. Oh, also, I didn't mention that the tradition to go on the Stint, so the bridge in the city, to like drinks before the party. You just sit with your friends on the bridge when the weather is nice, of course. So I think it's like really cool to be here and still study here.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much for
thank
your
you.
Time and a lot of great advice.
Thank you very much.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leuphana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.